Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Psachim, and we're going to begin on Tzadi Tes Amud Beis. We are going to start the Perek of Arbi Psachim. We gained already half of this Daf from yesterday's share. Because of Purim, I thought it might be easier if we combined these Dafim today. We'll do not only Tzadi Tes Amud Beis, but we'll do Emiyat Hashem Daf Kuf as well. So people may have a hard time this year fitting in the Daf for Purim. We'll have a little bit of a break. They can learn the Shiurim in two sessions rather than in three sessions. Hopefully it looks like people additional time for Chazara, which is always the best thing to do. So we begin the wonderful last parak of Psachim, which is called Erev Psachim in our Gemara, but in the Vilna Shas and in the Rashbam, it's referred to as Arve Psachim. And here we have already something interesting, that we have the Rashbam on our Daf in this last parak, and the Rashbam has taken a precedence in learning of this Masechta. The Rashis that we have seem to be shorter, and the Rashbam fills in a lot of the detail from his Zayda Rashi. So therefore we'll be using the Rashbam extensively in our discussion of this Masechta's last Perek. And again, Rashi over here and Tosus call this Perek Erev Psachim, but the Rashbam has Arvi Psachim, and the way it's come down is that we call this Perek Arvi Psachim. Tosus asks, in the top Tosos, Igar Sinan Arve Nicha. He says it makes actually very good sense for those that have the Girsa here. Tosos recognized that there was a Girsa of Arve Psachim. He says it makes good sense. That's why it's plural. Arve, the many different nights of the years that we go bring the Korban Pesach. That's just one year, so it's Arve. We're talking about all the different nights of Arve Pesach throughout the years. That's the Girsa. Tosos says it makes very good sense. Arve. However, if you have the Girsa that Tosa says, V'igar Sinan Erev, so then Hachikama, this is where you have to understand it. Erev, Sheshochatin Bo, and the Bachet's words, Harbi Psochem, it's the night of Erev Pesach, when many, many different Psochem are shechted. We had early in the Masechta, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Psochem were sometimes shechted on Erev Pesach. Furthermore, he says, Inami and other Teretz, Erev Pesach, Rishon V'Sheni, or it says it refers to both Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, that's what uses the plural Lashon of Arve for those that have that Girsa. In any event, let us begin this beautiful parak. Erev, or Arve Psachim, Samuch L'Mincha, close to the time of Mincha. Now, the Rashbam right away tells us they're referring here to Mincha Kitana. Just to quickly remind ourselves, the day is broken up into before Chatzos and after Chatzos. We start in our classical day, we'll go according to the opinion of those that say the day starts at Honetz HaChama, with the sun's rise, and ends with the setting of the sun, which is Shkias HaChama. There's another way of looking at it, which is equally good, and this is the famous two shitas in our halacha, the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, as they're frequently referred to, but they come from much earlier sources. So this first shita that we said is classically known as the Gaonim Shita, or the Vilna Gaon's Shita, with the day starting at Honetz HaChama, with the sun's rise and ending at Shkia. In the middle of the day is Chatzos. According to the classical shita known as the Magen Avraham shita, then you have the day starting at dawn, which is Olos HaShachar, and ending at Tzeis HaKochavim. And again, Chatzos is in the middle of the day. And we'll now focus just on the second part of the day from Chatzos until either the Shkia or till Tzeis HaKochavim. And you break that day up into what we call Mincha Gedola, which is a half an hour after Chatzos. And that's the earliest that we can start bringing the Korbanos of the afternoon, because we're never 100% sure when noon is, because the sun is directly above you and it's very difficult to tell when you're using the sun as your guide. Are we still in the morning or is it the early afternoon? So therefore you wait a half an hour and then it's clear that the sun is on the western side of the sky, and therefore you know it's definitely afternoon. That's the earliest that you can start bringing the Korbanos that are required in the afternoon, such as the Korban Tamid, Shobein HaRabayim, as well as the Korban Pesach, and therefore that is referred to as Mincha Gedola. Maisa, that's the earliest that you can daven the Tefillah called Mincha. Now, that's Mincha Gedola, which is going to be at 12:30 in our classical day, or what we say is 5.5 hours before the sun sets. Then you have something called Mincha Kitana. Mincha Kitana is 2.5 hours before the sun sets. So in our classical day, that would be at 9:30 into the day, 3:30 in the afternoon, and that is Mincha Kitana. Samuch L'Mincha Kitana is a little bit before that. Classically, we say the period of time Samuch L'Mincha Kitana is a half an hour before that, and some halacha l'maisa ramifications occur in that period of time that's Samuch L'Mincha Kitana. Then you have Plag HaMincha, which is half of the Mincha Kitana. We're not going to be dealing with that over here, so we won't spend a lot of time on that, but that is half of the Mincha Kitana. It's 1 hour and 15 minutes. Now again, whenever we use hours here, we're talking about Shos Zmanios. In our idealized day, that's 1 hour on the clock is equal to one of these shows, Zmanios. So that's when the day starts at 6 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. in our classical day. So then the difference between an hour on the clock and the show Zmanios is zero. But of course, the classical day never occurs, and we sometimes have hours that are longer than 60 minutes in the halacha, and sometimes we have hours that are less than 60 minutes in the halacha. In our area in New York, so you can have sometimes an hour that's only 48 minutes, and sometimes you can have an hour that's about an hour and 12 minutes. That's roughly the span of how long a show Zmanios can be, and this, of course, will change these times on the clock based upon what season you're in, whether there are long days like in the summer, or short days like we have here in New York in the winter. For those people listening in South Africa and in other parts of the world in the Southern Hemisphere, Baruch Hashem, we have people listening all over, so they're going to obviously have the opposite in that regard. So, start again. Erev Pesachim, Arvi Pesachim, Samach LaMincha, close to this time of Mincha Ketana, so when you're getting to, in the afternoon, Mincha Ketana is in our idealized day at 3:30 in the afternoon, 9.5 hours into the day. So in that preceding half hour, Samuch LeMincha Ketana, Lo Yochal Odom Ad Shetechshach. The Tana of our Mishnah says, you're not allowed to go and eat anything until it gets dark. You make Kiddush and you start the Seder. And the Rashbam says, Kadesh Yochal Matzah Shel Mitzvah L'Teyavon. For the famous reason that we want to have the matzah that we're going to eat, L'Mitzvah, with tremendous desire, with a great appetite, l'teyavon. And this is mishum hidur mitzvah. This enhances the mitzvah that you're really looking forward. Many have the custom that they don't eat matzah for a period of time much longer than just this samuch l'mincha ketana. And that, in fact, is what Tosu says. What are we talking about over here, lo yochal adam? If we're dealing over here with matzah, you're not allowed to have matzah that day. Pirush afilu spala. So Tosu says, this is even if you daven, umishum matzo kitamrinam, the Gemara, the below his spalo, tfilas mincha, afil b'shayim osashana osur. So Tosu brings down a very important point. He says, number one, we're talking about lo yochal adam, doesn't mean you can't have anything to eat, doesn't mean you have to fast, it means you can't have matzah. And he says, this is true all year long, as we'll see in the Gemara. And therefore, it must be that even if you daven mincha, because all year long, you're not supposed to eat before you daven mincha, there are exceptions to that rule. We don't have time to go into that now. But you really should daven mincha first and then eat, because if you eat, you may come to forget to daven mincha, you'll fall asleep, etc. So therefore, all year long this applies. So Tosus is saying that even if you daven mincha, this din applies. Then he asks him, Tomar, ma lo yochal. What are we talking about that you don't eat? If we're saying, as we just said, it's talking about matzah, imatzah, afilu kodem nami, osur. You're not allowed to have matzah even from an earlier point in time. Kidamrin of Yushami, kol ochal matzah b'erev Pesach, kilu boel arus. Also, the base chomov, that if somebody eats matzah on Erev Pesach, that's as if you're having relations with your first stage marriage wife, which you're not yet allowed to have relations with her, while you're in her father's house, while you're in your father-in-law's house. So we know that we have huge problems this year that we'll have to discuss in Yitzhak Hashem. When it's Erev Pesach, Chol Yos B'Shabbos, how do you have Shalosh Shudas? Because you're not supposed to have matzah. So you can't have matzah on Pesach, Erev Pesach. So therefore, you're going to have a problem. What are you going to do for Shalosh Shudas? So we'll have the classical suggestion that you have two Sudas in the morning while you still can have bread, and this way you'll fulfill Lecha Mishnah. There are other suggestions as well. We'll go through this at some point later in the Masechta, hopefully. So you can't be talking about having matzah, because you can't have matzah in Erev Pesach, even well before the Samuch L'mincha. And if you're talking about Iyim B'minei Targima, you're talking about just having delicious foods, meat and fish and things like that, Hamar B'Gemara, Avo Mitavel Hu B'minei Targima. You are allowed to have these things. So what exactly are we talking about? Lo Yochal, that you're not allowed to eat here. It can't be matzah, and you are allowed to eat. It's not a fast. So Tosus answers, Yesh Lomar, the Ayru Matzah Shira. This is the famous Tosus that discusses the egg matzahs. Matzah Shira is matzah that is made with ingredients other than water and flour. And this is a big question. Are you or are you not allowed to go and eat this on Pesach? So Tosus says, Delo Osar B'Yushalmi, Ela B'Matzah Ruyo, Lotzeis Bocho Voso. Now, Tosos brings down the Yushami that says the only matzah that you're not allowed to have is matzah that you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah at the Seder. And matzah ashira, one cannot fulfill his obligation to eat mitzvah on the night of Pesach. So therefore, that is what Tosos says we're dealing with here. You shouldn't have egg matzahs on the afternoon. Now, according to Tosos, according to this Yerushalmi, it would be permissible, therefore, to go and make shalosh shuris on egg matzos before it's samuch lemincha. And that is one shita. The Svardim follow that shita. But most Ashkenazim do not have egg matzah on Pesach, and therefore we wouldn't be allowed to go and do this as well. And that's what Tosu says over here. Ba'ochla kodem zmana, you're allowed to have this egg matzah, this matzah shira, before this samuch lemincha. And it's sharya, v'cheinu yanoig, Rabbeinu Tam. And this is in fact what the Rabbeinu Tam did, lemaisa. Now, this is the discussion here of not having matzah because you want to have it l'tayavon. Some have extended this, and some will not eat matzah already from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And some have the minhag. This is the minhag of my holy father, Olav HaShalom. Again, it's always kedai for me to mention is Yartzeit is coming up. I'll be giving actually an annual Yartzeit share, something to say at the Seder. People are interested in, I'll say how they can go and listen to it. And our minhag was not to eat matzah ready from this week. This week, of course, is Purim. And our minhag is that we don't eat matzah from Purim all the way till Pesach because of this idea that we want to eat on Pesach night the matzah l'tei avon. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. Loi chalodim asher techshach. You're not allowed to go eat, according to Tanav Mishnah, any matzah from somuch lemincha until the Seder itself. And then the Mishnah tells us, afilu oni shebi Yisrael, even the poorest person in Klai Yisrael, lo yochal ad sheyosef. He shouldn't go and eat matzah until he reclines. Reclining, of course, Heseba on Leil Pesach shows that we're royalty, that we're free people, and this is a chiyuv at the Suda, at the Seder, that we are reclining. Now, what does it mean, a poor person, lo yochal ad sheyosef? So, the Tosfos over here brings down. The solka daitoch, dibra masov afilu, the solka daitoch, the hasevats oni lo chashiva seva. You might have thought, well, this poor person doesn't have cushions, he doesn't have a fancy couch that he's leaning down on. They lo amal lo hasev, vein zed derecheres. He's sitting on a hard floor, on a hard bench, he has no real comfort, so it doesn't really do any good to do reclining if it's not comfortable. So one might have thought that a poor person doesn't have to be eating beheseba, so no, kamash v'lan that he does. That's teretz number one, Tosa says. V'yesh b'forshim, Tosa is the second teretz. Adel el koi. This is going back on what we said previously. Atche techshach, that even the poor person is not allowed to go and eat until it's night. V'afilu oni shebi Yisrael, which means pirish, afilu oni shelo ochal kama yomim. Nebuch, this poor person is starving. Lo yochal atche techshach. He finally gets some food because, as we'll see, you have to make sure that even the poorest people have the basic needs of Pesach taken care of. That's called kimcha de pischa, that we have matanos levyonim are used in, by many people to go make sure that people have on Purim, they can start already preparing for Pesach. And it's so important that we make sure that, especially this year with COVID, that everybody has access to appropriate funds that are needed to go and make a kosher Pesach with revacha as possible, with as much plenty as possible. So, therefore, this poor person who might not have eaten for a couple of days now finally has food. Even he has to wait until it's nightfall. That's the idea. Ani shebi Yisrael, lo yochal ad sheyosef, it means at night. That's the way the second pshat in Tosa says. Furthermore, some have the girsa v'lo, others don't have the vav, v'lo yivchesu lo me'arba kosa shol yayin, that you have to make sure that the ani in Yisrael has 4 cups of wine and has all the needs of the Seder taken care of. Tosas has a discussion. Does this mean for every single person or just the Bala Bais? And ultimately, Tosas concludes that no, this is really for every single person. Our minhag is that everybody drinks the Arba Kosas and not just like with Kiddush, that somebody makes Kiddush normally on a Friday night and you lav davka have to drink from the cup. It's a mitzvah to drink from the kosher bracha, but lav davka. And on a Friday night, if one person makes Kiddush and drinks the wine, everybody's yotze. But the minhag is for the Arba Kosas that everybody has the Arba Kosas in front of them. So, this understanding here is that everybody should have the arbikosos. V'afilu min ha-tamchoy. And even if a person is nebuch being supported by the tamchoy is the equivalent of tomchei Shabbos. They would basically go and give out food literally to the people. They had a soup kitchen and they would literally give out food to the people. Even somebody who is supported by the tamchoy. So normally you can say, listen, okay, he doesn't need to have all of these extras. No, he has to have all of these extras on Pesach night, including the dalet kosos of wine for every single person, plus all the other things that are necessary. That's the simple understanding of afilu min ha-tamchoy. Some suggest that even if he has to borrow from the tamchoy, that normally he wouldn't take from the tamchoy, for this night he should go and take from the tamchoy. So that's the Mishnah. Now let's begin the Gemara. My area, Arvi Psochim, why are you telling me over here, Arvi Psochim? Here, the Gemara again starts off with the gears of Arvi Psochim. So we see, again, it's referred to as Arvi Psochim. So what are you telling me over here, Arvi Psochim, as opposed to Afilu Arvi Shabbosos Yomim Tovim Nami? Why is there anything unique about Erev Pesach? The same halacha applies that you're not supposed to eat every single Erev Yontif, every single Erev Shabbos. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Lo yochal adam bi'arvi shabbosos v'yomim tovim min ha-mincha ulamala. A person is not allowed to eat from mincha and onwards. Again, mincha ketana, from 3:30 in the afternoon on our idealized days, 9.5 hours into the day. You're not allowed to go and eat every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, kidei she'ikonis l'shabbos kishu taiva, the Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that this is the normal practice, every Erev Shabbos, every Erev Yontif, in order that you should go and look forward to the food that you're going to eat on Shabbos. So why is Arvi Pesachim any different? It seems to be exactly the same. So why is our Mishnah telling us about Arvi Pesachim? Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer, but he disagrees throughout. Rav Yossi Omer, Ocha v'holech atrishtachsha, says, no, there's no concern. You can eat and eat and eat up until Shabbos. Not a problem. We're not concerned that you're going to not eat b'teyavon, and we're not concerned that you're going to forget and not make Kiddush. So we'll have to understand this machlokas a little bit better between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, which now the Gemara is going to suggest. When we give the answers, why does our Mishnah specifically mention Arve Pesachim when it really should have been no different than all Arve Shabbosos and Yom Tovim? So we have two terutz. The first terutz is from Rav Huna. On Rav Huna, Lo Tzricha, the Mishnah here is needed, Ela L'Rav Yossi. It's telling us that while Rav Yossi says in Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, that you can eat until Chashecha, but over here in our Mishnah, Rav Yossi is molded to Rav Yehuda that on Erev Pesach you can't. The Amar Ocha V'Holich Ad Shetechshach, the rest of the year, Hani Mili B'Arvi Shabbosos Yomim Tovim. Rav Yossi's Shita applies to other Yomim Tovim, other than Erev Pesach, and every Erev Shabbos. Avo, the Erev HaPesach, Mishum Chiyuvo De Matzah Mode. Rav Yossi agrees with Rav Yehuda on Arvi Pesachim. So therefore, our Mishnah is telling us not only Rabbi Yehuda, who says it applies to every Erev Yontif and every Erev Shabbos, but even applies as well to Rav Yossi in regards to Erev Pesach. So that's Rav Huna's answer, that our Mishnah really is to teach us the din for Rav Yossi, and of course for Rav Yehuda. Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Rav Papa Mar, Afilu Tam Rav Yehuda. No, our Mishnah looks and sounds like Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi holds that you can eat Ocha V'Holech HaShetechshach. So Rav Yossi is not the author of our Mishnah. The author of our Mishnah is Rav Yehuda, so what's the Chiddush? He says it all the time. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Papa, no, there's a difference. Look at the wording carefully. Afilu Tam Rav Yehuda, our Mishnah could be only going according to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi disagrees. But Hasam, when we said the Braisa, the Arvi Shabbosos Yom Tovim, we said, Min HaMincha Ulamala Hudi Asur. But Sabuch LeMincha Shari, the Braisa that we brought down about every Erev Yontif and every Erev Shabbos, that starts from Mincha Kitana itself, from 3:30 in the afternoon itself in our idealized day, 9.5 hours into the day. But at 3:27, you still could eat. Samuch LeMincha, you still can eat by Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos. That's the difference between our Mishnah, which says Samuch LeMincha, Avo Be'erev HaPesach, Afilu Samuch LeMincha, already a half an hour. Samuch normally means a half an hour. So already from 9 hours into the day, after it's 3 o'clock at the start, 3 o'clock is the start of the 10th hour. So after you completed 9 full hours of the day, so then you're already at Samuch LeMincha on Erev Pesach, not allowed to eat. As opposed to every Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, you're only not allowed to eat from actual Mincha Ketana, from 3:30. So that's the difference. Our Mishnah says from 3 o'clock, the start of the 10th hour, and Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, is from 3:30. So therefore, that's Rav Papa's teretz. Erev HaPesach, Afilu Samuch LeMincha, Nami Aser. So the Gemara now questions this. Over Erev Shabbos, Samuch LeMincha, Shari? Really? Are you telling me that on Erev Shabbos, Samuch LeMincha, that period of time from 3 to 3:30 in the afternoon, on Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to go and eat? That's what you just said, Rav Papa. Tanya, but it says in another brisa, Lo yochal odom bi erev Shabbos the yomim tovim mi teisha shos ulamala kadeshi konis l'Shabbos kishu taiva divri Rabbi Yehuda. But this other brisa totally knocks apart what Rav Papa said. This other brisa says that on erev Yontif, erev Shabbos, it also starts at 3 o'clock from the start of the 10th hour of the day after you finished 9 full hours. So mi teisha shos at the conclusion of the 9 hours, which is 3 o'clock ulamala, until Mincha Ketana and afterwards. So this Braisa clearly goes against what Rav Papa said. Rav Papa wants to make a distinction between Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos versus Erev Pesach, and the Braisa says there is no such distinction. So Kasha on Rav Papa. And by the way, the Braisa finishes off, it tells us again Rav Yossi's opinion. Rav Yossi Omer, Ochav Olich HaShetechshach. So Kasha on Rav Papa. So Amar Mazutra. Mazutra says, who says that this Braisa is correct? Mon Lemelon, the Mitarza Sahi. Who says that this Braisa is in fact correct? There's a mistake in this Braisa. We turn to Kuf Omud Aleph, Dilma Mishabeshtahi. Maybe, in fact, this Braisa is mistaken. As the Rashbam says over here, the Havale Lemisne, it should have said, Mites Shos Umechtsa Ulamala. It shouldn't have said, Somuch Lemincha. It should have said, from Mincha Kitana, Bidiyuk. Alternatively, Rashbam says, Inami, it should have said, Mina Mincha Ulamala, Kiditanya Bayikamaisa, as we had in the previous statement that we brought. So who says the second Braisa, which says that Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos is from nine conclusion of 9 hours, meaning at 3 o'clock at the start of the 10th hour, it really meant to say 3:30. Either one of the two lashonos that the Rashbam said. So therefore, Duma Mishabeshti, this Bryce is wrong. So therefore, discard it. And as Tosos points out, Tap Tosos Ubrisa Kamaisa Diktoni Minamin Cholamala He Iker. That's the correct one, and this is wrong. So therefore, that would reestablish Rav Papa as being a valid teretz. So Gemara says, Amalei Mereimar, Vitema Rav Yemar, it was either Mereimar or Rav Yemar, said the following, Ano ikloi lepirke derav Pinchos Berei derav Ami, I once went to the Shia derav Pinchos Berei derav Ami gave, the Kom Tona, and one of the Amoroim came and taught this Braisa, V'toni Kamei, V'kibla Minei, and either Mereimar or Rav Yemar said that in the Shia, when this Braisa was taught the way we have it, the Rav Pinchos Berei, the Rav Ami, accepted it. And therefore, we're stuck, Ihochi, if this is true, Kasha, we're left with our original Kasha, that this Braisa knocks apart Rav Papa's answer. So the Gemara says, Ela Machvarte, it must be Kid Rav Huna. So therefore, if this Braisa is correct the way it is, so then it knocks apart Rav Papa's answer, and the only teretz that we have is Rav Huna's teretz, that is, that in general, Rav Yossi disagrees with Rav Yehuda, but in Arvid Psalkim, even Rav Yossi agrees with Rav Yehuda. So that's what we want to suggest, Machvar Tokid Rav Huna, that Rav Huna's is the only right teretz, and Rav Papa is an incorrect teretz, because we have a Braisa that seems to disagree with Rav Papa. Rav Papa's an Amora, the Braisa knocks him apart, assuming this Braisa is correct. Gemara says, really, Ula Rav Huna, Minicha, and everything is fine and dandy according to Rav Huna, that our Mishnah is teaching us the din according to Rav Yossi? Is that really the answer? For Amar Rav Yirmiya, Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yirmiya says the name of Rav Yochanan, others say Vitema, it was Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rav Yossi, Bar Rabbi Chanina, whichever one it was, they said, Halacha ki Rav Yehuda, the Erev HaPesach, Halacha ki Rav Yossi, the Erev Shabbos. Now, that seems to imply that there's a distinction in our Mishnah between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. Rav Huna's teretz is that there is no distinction between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi in our Mishnah. So therefore, that's the Gemara's question. Let's see it inside now. Halacha, Rav Yehuda, b'Erev HaPesach. And when it says that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda on Erev HaPesach, it implies, Mechlal, the poleg Rav Yossi, b'Tavayu. The Rav Yossi argues with him on Erev Pesach, not like Rav Huna said that Rav Yossi agrees with Rav Yehuda on Erev Pesach. And yeah, we know that they argue on Arve Shabbos and Arve Yom Tovim. So therefore, this is a kasha on Rav Huna. Shmuel says, lo. In fact, halacha miklal de plige b'hafsoka. No, we in fact do paskin like Rav Yehuda in regards to Arve Pesachim, but not because Rav Yossi disagrees with him in regards to the din that you're not allowed to eat already from Samuch Lemincha. Rav Yossi agrees, as Rav Huna said, with Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah, and therefore the author of our Mishnah is in fact Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda. They both agree with that statement. Where do they have a machlokis that we said that the halach is like Rav Yehuda in our Mishnah? That's only in regards to stopping. B'havsaka, do you have to stop or not? The Tanya, as we learned in the Tosefta in Brachos, Mavsikin l'shabosos, divri Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that if you're eating a meal and it's Erev Shabbos, you must stop the meal. You must remove the table, as we'll see, and make Kiddush. You have to stop the meal. You should bench, remove the table, go make Kiddush, and start your Shabbos meal. That's the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer ein mafsikin. You don't have to stop. You can continue eating, and at the end, you'll make Kiddush, that Kiddush is still called B'makom Suda. You just already had the Suda, as opposed to normally Kiddush is for the Suda that you're about to have. Rav Yossi says, Ein Mafsikin. So here, there's a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. Do you have to stop or not? So therefore, when we said that the halacha in our Mishnah is like Rav Yehuda, it's only talking about, do you have to stop or not? As the Rashbam points out, Im Hiskil Sudaso Beheter, you began well before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So everybody says you're allowed to have a suda at that point in time. So in this situation, and you keep on eating until it's nightfall. So Li Rav Yehuda, the Bach changes around the words, Li Rav Yehuda, Mafsik Sudoso Miyad Kisheyechoshech. Rav Yehuda says you have to stop, take the food away, and make Kiddush, start the Seder, Umakadish Ayo. As opposed to Rav Yossi says, no, if you started Behefter, you can keep on going and eating. Not a problem. So that's where we say that halacha is like Rav Yehuda. But not because Rav Yossi disagrees and says you're allowed to eat Samuch L'mincha. Even Rav Yossi says on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Samuch L'mincha, and certainly can't start after Mincha Ketana because of the reason to have Matzah L'Teyavah. Now, what exactly is the psak halacha here? So the Gemara brings out a Maisa Shahoya. Whenever we have Maisa Shahoya, that usually tells us how we paskin. Well, Maisa, once happened that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, these three great Tanoim were all sitting together, Shayumusubim Ba'akko. They were sitting down on Erev Shabbos in Akko, and they were eating. They had a meal together. And what happened? While they were Mesubim Ba'akko, the Kodash Aleim Hayom, the sun set, and now it was Shabbos. So what should they do? So, Amale, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel said to Rabbi Yossi, he called him Berebi. Berebi is like Gadol Hador. As the Rashbam says, it's a tremendous title of respect. Now, he said to him, Rabbi Yossi Berebi, he said, Rabbi Yossi, Gadol Hador, Ritzoncha, is it your will that Nafsik, that we should stop, V'nechosh L'divrei Yehuda Chavireinu? Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that you're not allowed to go Mafsikin. You have to go as soon as it's Shabbos and stop the meal, make Kiddush, and then you can continue eating afterwards. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So now, should we be Choshesh for his Shita? We're with him in his company, so should we follow his opinion, even though that is not your opinion? So he asked Rabbi Yossi what we should do. So I'm alone. So Rabbi Yossi tells back to Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. Rabbi Yossi was a God of Ladar. And he tells him, Amlo, b'chol yom v'yom ato mechavev devorai lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. In general, you hold like me. You're my Talmud, and you normally hold like me. And you're mechavev my words more than you are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. V'achshav ato mechavev devorai Rabbi Yehuda b'fonai? And now you're going to go and follow the words of Yehuda right in my presence? That you're basically a slap in the face, that you're telling me, let's go do what Rabbi Yehuda does, even though I'm right here. In general, in theory, in the Beis Medrash, you always are mechaviv my words and follow my shita. And now that I'm here, right in front of you, you want to go and paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right in front of me? And this is a very beautiful expression he uses. Again, so appropriate for Purim, which we have this week. Hagam l'chbosh es ha-malko imi ba-boyis, that Achashverosh tells Haman after he finds, after he leaves the room in his anger, he comes back and he sees that Haman is all over Esther begging for his life. So he says, you also want to attack the queen right in my presence, in my house? So this expression, Rav Yossi says to Rav Shimon Gamaliel, you want to paskin like Rav Yehuda right here in my house? So Amalei, so he responded, Imkain, lo nafsik. So then Rav Shimon Gamaliel says, we certainly will not be mafsik and we'll continue eating. Why? Because now that we've had this discussion, if people here that I said, should we stop in order to honor Rabbi Yehuda? And we do stop, people are going to say, Sheba, you are Tamidim, the Tamidim will see this. Oh, even Rabbi Yossi stopped the meal, v'kavu halacha l'doros, and they'll paskin the halacha for all future generations, like Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, Amru, they said, lo zazu misham, they didn't leave that meal, atche kavu halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, until they clearly established that the halacha is ein mafsikin, like Rabbi Yossi said. I'm not sure why the two dots is over here, because we continue discussing the same thing. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, ein halacha, lo ki Rav Yehuda, v'lo ki Rav Yossi. In fact, Rav Yehuda the Amora says the name of Shmuel, that the halacha is not like the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, the mafsikin, and it's not like Rav Yossi, that ein mafsikin, you just keep on eating. Ella, what should we do? Ella, pores mapa umekadesh. What you should do is, you just put a cloth over the food. In other words, you cover up the food and you make Kiddush right then and there, and then you can continue eating. You don't have to take the food away like Rabbi Yehuda says, remove the food, remove the table, but you can just cover up the food on the table. Now, it's so interesting. This is a tremendously important halacha that some suggest. This is not really the halacha l'maisa. You shouldn't do this unless you have absolutely no alternative. A doctor that's doing surgery all day on this year, Erev Shabbos, which is Purim, and he hasn't had a suda this Purim, so what should he do? He could be, right before Shabbos starts, he can have his sudas Purim, and then as soon as Shabbos starts, he's poris mapa, he puts a cloth over it, he covers up the food, and he makes kiddush. So this is really not what we should do. This is opinion of poris mapa makadesh is brought down that some people suggest that maybe you could do that on Purim Suda, but that's not the way that we paskil maisa. But this is that sugya of poris mapa makadesh. It's so appropriate that we're learning it right now on Purim. Now, this din of Paris Mapa Makadesh has tremendous halach l'maaseh ramifications, as we'll see in a moment on the Amud Beis. The Gemara first questions this and says, "Eini, really, is this true? Is this the halacha that Shmuel, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, says that you're allowed to just Paris Mapa, put a cloth over a mapa, over the food, and make kiddush?" The Amar Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi, Amar Shmuel, we have Rav Tachlifa Bar Avdimi say, in the name of Shmuel, Kishem Shemafsikin L'Kiddush, just like you have to stop to make kiddush, we turn to the Amud Beis, so too, kach, mafsikin lahavdala. The same halach applies that if it's the suda of shalosh shudas and you keep on eating, and now it's time to make havdala, as the Rashbam says, imhoyu mesubim b'shabas adalaila, mafsikin achilos, and you stop eating your meal, umavdila, and you make havdala. So too, on Friday night, you have to stop what you're doing and make kiddush Friday night, stop what you're doing, make havdala, matzi Shabbos. Now, that implies mafsikin. What does it mean, mafsikin? My mafsikin doesn't mean lav la'akiras shulchan. Doesn't mean removing the table exactly like Rav Yehuda. So how can you tell me we don't paskin like Rav Yehuda? It seems to say over here that it must mean that you remove the table. As the Rashbam says, umid ka'amar, kishem shemafsikin, mechlal delo sogi b'mapa. It's not enough just to go and put a mapa over it. So therefore, kasha on our statement of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel seems to be disagreeing with his statement that we just brought down in the name of Shmuel from Rabbi Tachlifa. So Gemara says, lo, that's not true. When it says over here, for Rabbi Tachlifa, in the name of Shmuel, it means mafsikin, it means lo, b'mapa. All you have to do is put down a mapa. Now, this idea of putting down a mapa is one of the sources that we have for covering up the challahs on Shabbos and Yontif. And Tosus brings down towards the end of Dibra Maslu She'ein Mevi'in, and he says, this is where we get the custom, Shelo Lahasi Kokach Ben Kiddush Lusuda on a Regilin Lifros Mapa Ulekadesh. Since our tables are different, Tosus says, we don't have these small tables that they could remove. Nowadays we have these large tables, and it doesn't make any sense that we should only bring in the large table after, as Tosus says, V'achsho Shulchano Shulano Shem Gedolim Yosim Yidai, our tables are very big, so we can't just bring them in after Kiddush. So therefore, the kosher leviim achar kiddush shelo lahasik kolkach ben kiddush lesuda. So therefore, anu regilim lifros mapa. That's why we cover up the challahs, ulekadesh and make kiddush. And the reasoning for this is not the standard reasoning that everybody always knows about for the lechem mishnah, which Tosu will bring down in a second. V'atam mefurish b'shiltos. He brings down from the shiltos in Parshas Yisro. Ki hechi detesi sudasa biyakara deshabasa. So this should show and magnify the glory of this Shabbos meal. And that's why we cover it up. However, he then brings down the more famous known reason, Yesh Mefarish Zechel Amon, that there's also the idea that it should be a reminder of the Mon. Shlo Yore b'Shabbos Yom Tovin, the Mon didn't come down on Shabbos and Yontif, and therefore we had the Lecha Mishnah coming down, the double portion that came down, and we remind ourselves of that, and it came down, V'yotal Milamala Umilamata, and the Mon was covered up with a sandwich, so to say. Underneath it was Tal, and above it was Tal. That's why some have the custom not only to put the challah cover on the top, some have the custom, they put some type of a napkin or a cover underneath the challah as well. And therefore, the representation of the challah is the mon, and you have something tal below it and something tal above it. Those are the covers. So anyway, those are the reasons why we cover up the food on Shabbos. Ma'isu shoya, Rabba bar Rav Huna, ikla lebe resh galusa. Rabbi Bar Huna went to the house of Reish Galusa, and Aisu Tako Kameh, and they brought him, when he came off from shul on Friday night, his own little table. Like I said, they used to have little tables. And what did he do? Paras Mapa Vekidesh. He put a cover over it. He put the challah cover over the challahs, Vekidesh, and he made Kiddush. So you see that clearly you don't have to remove the table, you just have to be mafris mapa, you just put a cover over the challah, and then you can eat. Tainam yochi, a braisa supports this as well. Now, someone goris the word vishavin, if you goris the word vishavin, Igarsin and Tosa says, it goes on Arab Yehuda and Rav Yossi, kid appears to Rashbam, as the Rashbam says, others are encouraged, the words vishavin, the Rashbam says, I'm not sure why it's here. In any event, we say it's following the Braisa, Shein Mevinis HaShulchan Elo Im Ken Kidesh. The normal way to do this is to only bring the table, they have these little tables, so it's no big deal to make Kiddush and then bring out the table. And again, as Tosa says, nowadays we don't have those type of tables. We have one big dining room table, so you don't bring it out after you make Kiddush. So therefore, in those days when they had these little tables, Shein Mevinis HaShulchan, you don't bring it out until you make Kiddush, and then you bring out the food. However, what happens if Im Hevi, or if the tables are larger like our days, Pares Mapa Makadesh, you just spread out the Mapa and you make Kiddush. Now, Gemara says, Tani Chodah, we learned in another Braisa. First Braisa says, Shavin, Shein Maschilin, we shouldn't start the meal. And this again, this Shavin goes on Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi. And the other Braisa says, Tanya Idach, Shavin, Shemaschilin, that you are allowed to start the meal. So we seem to have a steerer between these two Braises. So Gemara says, Bishlamo Hodatanya Shavin, the Braisa says that they both agree, Shein Maschilin, that you're not allowed to go start your meal. So that's talking about, as we pointed out, Rav Huna explained our Mishnah as being not only Rav Yehuda, but our Mishnah as being Rav Yossi, so Mishkach Zlobi Erev Pesach. So that's talking on Erev Pesach, that everybody agrees, even Rav Yossi, that you shouldn't start the meal, Samuch Lemincha. Aye, but the Braisa that says, Shavim Shemaschilin, where do we ever find the Rav Yehuda says you are allowed to have start the meal? Elohad Tanya, Shavim Shemaschilin, what are we talking about? Emas. Inema Be'erev Shabbos, Homiflak Pligi. If you're telling me, oh, it's on Erev Shabbos, Rav Yossi says, Ochlan Ashetech Shach, and Rav Yehuda agrees to that? No, Rav Yehuda argues with that, Miflak Pligi. So where do we find Shavim Shemaschilin? Someone says, Lo Kasha, it's not a problem. Where Rav Yehuda says you're not allowed to start, that's when it's Somuch Lemincha. But if it's more than Samuch Lemincha, it's earlier in the afternoon, Kan Kodim Tisha, if it's before the end of the ninth hour, before 3 o'clock in our idealized day, then even Rav Yehuda says you're allowed to start a meal. And once you're allowed to start the meal, you'd lav davka have to stop it. You only have to stop it when it's time for Kiddush. Rav Yehuda says at that point, you bench, you remove the table, and then you make Kiddush, and then you can start your Shabbos meal. So Kodem Tisha, even Rav Yehuda says, Vishavin Shemaschilin, you're allowed to have a meal. And where he argues with Rav Yossi, Miflag Pligi, that's Kanli Acher Tisha. Once you reach the 10th hour of the day, after the 9 full hours, at 3 o'clock, so then Rav Yehuda says, you're not allowed to start. Rav Yossi says, you're allowed to. That's where they disagree. But before 3 in the afternoon, even Rav Yehuda says, Maschilin, you're allowed to go and start. Adgmar says, Oso b'nei Adam, shekichu b'nei Sakneses says, now we go and say, what about those people that make Kiddush in shuls? This is a very, very common custom. Many shuls still have this today, that they make Kiddush in shul on Friday night. Now, as we'll see, the whole purpose of that Kiddush was they used to have people in shul that ate next to the shul, and they would listen to the Kiddush in shul, and that would be their Kiddush, b'malk m'suda. They actually had their meal in the shuls. The poor people, the travelers, they would have a meal in the shul. Nowadays, almost most of the time, that doesn't occur, and therefore, many shuls have abandoned that custom, this whole machlokus discussion in Shulchan Aruch, that you don't need to make Kiddush in shul, and many shuls don't make Kiddush in shul, but many shuls do make Kiddush in shul on Friday night for this custom of the poor people that didn't have any wine, so they would listen to Kiddush and Biyotzi in shul. In any event, the Gemara says, Osum ne'odim shekichu v'vei sakneses, those people that make Kiddush in the shul on Friday night, so what's their din when they get home? Amar Rav, Rav says, Yidei Yayin lo Yotsu, however, Yidei Kiddush Yotsu. The two aspects over here. Rav says, Kiddush they were Yotze. The Kiddush in Shul, they made Kiddush on the wine, they made a Bari Priyat Gafi, Mekadesh Shabbos, so they were Yotze in the midst of Kiddush. But now they want to come home, and they want to drink additional wine in their Suda, so that Bari Priyat Gafi that they made in Shul is a different location, and they need to make a new Bari Priyat Gafi when they get home. So, Yidei Kiddush, they were Yotsu. However, Yidei Yayin, lo Yotsu. But they didn't fulfill the obligation of drinking wine with the bracha that they made the Bari Priya Gofen in Shul, that they'd have to go make a new Bari Priya Gofen for the Birchas Nenin, because you're not allowed to drink wine without making a bracha, so they'd have to make a new Bari Priya Gofen. That's the opinion of Rav. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, we turn to Kuf Aleph, Omer Aleph, Af Yidei Kiddush, lo Yotsu. He says, that Kiddush that they made in Shul is not even fulfilling their mitzvah of Kiddush. Nu, the Gemara asks, Elo l'Rav, l'omalei l'kadusha b'beisei. So what's the purpose of making Kiddush for Rav in your house? If you don't say Kiddush in shul, so why do you have to make Kiddush again in your house? So as I said, k'dei lotzi banu b'beisei. So the reason why he must make Kiddush when he gets home again is not for him to be yotzei, he was already yotzei, but to be motzi the rest of his house, his children and his b'nei beisei, so anybody in his house, for them hearing Kiddush. They weren't in shul, and therefore he has to make Kiddush for them. Gemara asks, according to Shmuel, Shmuel, Lama Lila Kadusha B'nei Knishta. So then, Shmuel, we understand, he says you need Kiddush B'makom Suda, and that's why you're not Yotzei Kiddush in Shul if you don't have a Suda over there. So then, what's the purpose, according to Shmuel, that you'd even make Kiddush in Shul? Why would you think that that's good? You're not Yotzei with it, so why would you make Kiddush in Shul? So, the Gemara answers, Lafuke Orchim Yidei Chovosan, to go and be Yotzei, to be Motzei, all the guests that are in shul, the travelers, the poor people that are eating in shul. The Achlu, Vishasu, Viganu, B'nei Knishta. They ate, they drank, and they slept in the shul. That was the inn. That was the place where travelers and poor people would go and eat their meals and sleep Friday night. Pause the Shmuel Atamei. And Shmuel goes according to his Shita, the Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ein Kiddush Ela B'makom Suda. You only make Kiddush B'makom Suda. That's why they used to have the Suda in shul. That's why they needed to have Kiddush B'makom Suda. Now, we're in the middle of this discussion, but this is a good break point. We'll stop over here. With this, we conclude today's shir. And Baruch Hashem, we've done the three dafim over here, Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes, and Kov, in two shiurim. B'ez Hashem, people should have a freilich in Purim. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos.